Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I guess the Christmas machine decided to...
No, see, I was trying to play some Christmas music from YouTube, so I deleted the song in the system, and then, you know...
What are you doing, AMAC?
Yeah, I know.
That's a very festive green hat you've got there during the season of green and red and Christmas colors. I like it. I like it. Makes up for it. What crappy bowl game do you guys have on over there on the blue turf? Is that
There it goes. This is the song I was trying to play. So everybody imagine us coming back to this song.
Oh.
This is Washington State. This is Chris Brown playing. On the screen, though, this is Washington State versus... I don't know who.
We're finding out things together. It's on the crappy blue turf.
You don't like the blue turf?
Nah. Why?
It's blue turf. I think it's just like...
It is what it is. I mean, it's unique, I guess, yeah. I suppose. But, you know, people make too big of a deal out of it. Mm. It's Washington State and who? Utah State, right? Is that what it says? I think that's what it says.
Yes.
All right.
Correct.
And this is Chris Brown, you said?
Yeah, Chris Brown.
Okay.
Here comes the beat drop. There we go.
You like that, Cowboy Bob? You all right with that? Does that pass your strict standards? Are you ready for a Cowboy B stock report on Wednesday? A little earlier this week than normal? I mean, we are going to need in anticipation of the biggest game that there is on the NFL calendar all year, Christmas Day at 1 o'clock, between the Commanders and your Cowboys, Cowboy Bob. We are going to need a epic Cowboy Bob stock report. So NFL teams and missed tackles, it's a hard statistic to define. It's just like drops, right? Everybody defines missed tackles a little bit differently. But I'll just provide you the information that I have. Before Saturday's game, according to an article that was done by BetMGM. The Commanders had 103 missed tackles, which was fifth in the NFL, behind the Raiders, the Colts, the Steelers, and the Bengals. Now, you might be a little bit surprised there with the Colts and the Steelers, too. You know, pretty good defense. But remember, the Steelers really struggled early on. They've gotten much better. Should not be surprised by the Raiders, although the Raiders were balling out yesterday. I mean, they were flying at times. Every time I looked up, they were just busting in Max Crosby style. Nobody's surprised by the Bengals, right? This was before Saturday's game. Now, after Saturday's game, PFF, okay, which I trust for all of their meticulous stat. I know people disagree with their grades. We can battle grades all we want. It's the only thing we have, okay? So I provide context, information. You can believe it, not believe it, whatever you want to do. But PFF has the Commanders at 138 missed tackles on the year. So the number, according to BetMGM, before Saturday was 103. That would mean if their numbers and PFF's numbers lined up, and I don't know what PFF had before Saturday's game, that the Commanders missed 35 tackles on Saturday. Now, look, it was bad. I don't think it was that bad. I'll take PFF's numbers and charting because that's their business, right? BetMGM is just providing information to a bunch of gambling degenerates and people who look things up by a Google. So 138 missed tackles. If you take, they played 15 games so far. They only have, thank God, two games remaining. 138 by 15. What does that get us? What does that get us? It gets, what, about 8 missed tackles a game on average? Whatever the number is. And that's on average. That's the good defensive performances against the Raiders, against the Chargers, against the Giants twice. That's good. In the bad, you get the point. All right, let's get back to the phones, 301-230-0980. Let's get to our guy Rick in North Carolina. I also want to get into this Ed Cooley thing later on because that was a mess, college football playoffs. The rest of the NFL, we're not just going to talk Commanders. I can't do it to you. I can't do it to you. If you want to talk Commanders, we're here for you. What's up, Rick? How are you? Happy holidays, pal.
Happy holidays, Chris.
Thank you.
You can't do it to us and talk Commanders the whole show.
I mean, Rick, you know.
Well, I agree with you. I'm just ready for the season to be over. But I wanted to tell AMAC if he's looking for some Christmas song with some up tempo YouTube Christmas rap by Curtis Blow and Hollis Christmas by Run DMC.
I don't know if we can play that, but I'm going to, he's listening, and I'm going to write it down. If we're allowed to play it, I promise we will get it for you, okay?
I promise there's no cuss words in it.
No. There's certain requirements with YouTube and, that stuff with the podcast, so,
I don't want to get you in trouble. Yeah. I don't get you in trouble.
But I know exactly what you're talking about, and you're not wrong.
Right. I don't want to talk about missed tackles. I'm looking at this team, Chris, and I'm saying this year's draft, we're in the top 10, and we're another top 10 draft away before being good because. Just getting a top 7 pick this year, if we can't trade back, because I don't know anybody want to trade up for any of those quarterbacks that are out there. And then next year, I mean, we would improve a little bit, but still be in the top 10. You know, maybe you could say, for instance, we add Jeremiah Love this year, and then next year, I don't know, whatever receiver or something. You know, it's going to take a lot to get this team improved. Because I'm looking at the NFC. You got 7 teams in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
After that 7 teams, I still have 6 teams ahead of Washington that are better than Washington right now. I put New Orleans ahead of Washington. They don't have Jaden Daniels, but the way they play,
New Orleans is on a heater. They've won 3 in a row. Their defense kicking everybody's.
So it's not about injuries. It's coaching too. Now I'm gonna throw something out there to you, Chris. If the Ravens let John Harbaugh go, what do you think Washington's thinking? Nothing.
Mm. I mean, it's hard for me to think that, like, they would just go and fire Dan Quinn and hire John Harbaugh. Even though Harbaugh has been very successful in Baltimore, and I've got to get to him and the decision not to play Derrick Henry down the stretch last night. Good reminder. I had that on my list, and I forgot to mention that. But if you want a stable guy who, you know, is not as good as Tomlin, but has been stable and has been a good leader and has been resilient.
We need a good leader because, you know, I don't mean to cut you off, but I wanted to comment on it because I didn't know what the whole uproar was about the two-point conversion.
Right.
Why don't somebody buy Dan Quinn a pacifier? I mean, come on, you know something, Chris? I mean, I don't understand these whipping that Dan talking about. If it been me, I wouldn't have done it. Well, I don't expect anything less coming from you because I want to say I don't hate Dan Quinn, but I just don't. I don't believe in his leadership skill. I take back the leadership skill. I just don't believe in his coaching. I just don't think he's the right man for the job, but. He's gonna buy himself two more years because next year, if we go 8-9, well, that's gonna get him another year.
So here's the interesting thing, okay, Rick. Here's where I think we're at, and you let me know if this makes sense in your eyes. I think Dan Quinn gets these guys to play hard, and they show effort, and they show fight and resiliency.
Hang on.
But there's a difference between playing hard and playing well or good or smart.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where right now the jury is kind of out on Dan Quinn. Half the battle in the NFL may be, especially when things are bad, getting guys to be resilient and play hard and give effort. But there needs to be a huge jump in terms of execution and philosophy and that execution for Dan Quinn to last more than a third year, in my opinion. I think he's safe going into next season.
I think he's safe. So if they go 8-9 next year as opposed to 4-13.
Maybe Harbaugh takes the year off, recharges the battery, and you bring him down. I mean, it's not a far drive.
Or maybe it could be even Sean McVay. I can see McVay stepping away. If they win the Super Bowl and Stafford retire, I can see McVay stepping away.
I would love that.
For a year or two.
I would love that.
So 2027 will be the year.
Yeah.
And then James is going to have to prove that he can stay healthy, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and as we see, there's a ton of quarterback injuries, not just here. And obviously here has been affected. But, I mean, just, you know, the Chiefs are crumbling like a cookie, although they got some good news on Minshew, apparently not a torn ACL. He's going to be out, but it's not a torn ACL, so that's good. I mean, we see Lamar Jackson hurt last night in the second quarter and how much that affected the Ravens. He doesn't come back. Josh Allen even got hurt yesterday, but he did come back. I mean, we see, you know, how these injuries, constant injuries in some cases, really break down a team. And all I can tell you, and that's why I said last week, is Marcus Mariota, I don't want to say is a must re-sign, like there's nobody that can play the Marcus Mariota role, but he is as important of a re-sign as anybody, and maybe the most important because they can't trust Jaden Daniels to stay on the field. And Mariota's got problems too, as we found out on Saturday, and as we should have done before.
I don't think Marcus. It'd be nice if he came back, but I don't think he's a must sign. I mean, you may probably have to go and find a quarterback maybe in the fifth or sixth round that you can kind of mold.
Perhaps
because like Jaden's going to have to prove that he can stay healthy.
Perhaps.
If he misses 4 or 5 games next year. It's, you know, and then he coming up on a contract year, that's going to be a lot of discussion at the end of next year if he misses 4 or 5 more games a year.
Absolutely. Rick, I appreciate you. I got to run. I got to take another call. I appreciate you. Good to hear from you, my friend. Let's go to, let's get Kevin in Pennsylvania in here before the timeout, and then we'll get the Mark and Largo show on the other side. What's up, Kevin? How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Doing well. Happy holidays, my friend.
Happy holidays to you. Merry Christmas. I hope you're doing better than these Commanders. I'm gonna tell you, I don't like Cliff Kingsbury. if you're one of the up-and-coming great, or they want to be great offensive coordinators or head coaches, why would you keep on running Jay Daniels in the ground? If you know he's injury prone, you got a great running game. You got Gonzalez. You've got the other two running backs who are formidable.
Let me jump in here, Kev, just to go back and forth with you for a little bit. I agree with you totally on design quarterback runs. Like, you know, when he came back for the Chargers game, second play of the game, he runs a quarterback power. Bad, bad, bad call, bad move, bad everything. After he had just missed two games. But Jaden, like on the Seattle play that he got injured on, and forget about the Minnesota one, that was on an interception return and he gets shoved trying to tackle him. On the Seattle one, that's Jaden missing everything. That's Jaden not making the right read on the read option on the RPO. That's Jaden not seeing Debo Samuel in the end zone, and Jaden not getting rid of it, and Jaden getting tackled. So it's not always the play call. And that's where I'm at is, yes, sometimes Cliff makes some very curious decisions. There is no doubt about that. Jaden or not Jaden. But then the other part of it is Jaden's got to help himself out.
Jaden has got to help himself out. But what are you going to do if you don't have a good line? The line has been in and out all year. The guy I don't like is that rookie, number 72. He's not good.
I think he's marginally improved throughout the year. He was really bad at the beginning of the year. I'll grant you that. I think he's marginally improved and in some games been pretty darn good. It's not good enough if we're talking about like a first round pick and you think he's going to be a long time 10-year starter. I'm not convinced of that.
But I think
he has improved after an awful start.
I understand. You didn't have Cosby in the lineup all year.
Yeah.
You had a rookie on the end. I've seen him get chipped, tight end chipped, you know, outside linebackers, the defensive ends, because he couldn't do his job correctly. I mean, I used to play football, college football. I'm not a pro, but I do understand the game.
Right.
And another thing, I played middle linebacker, and Bobby Wagner's had a tremendous career. But Bobby Wagner, they better not have him out there next year. He better be coaching. He better not be in the middle trying to make tackles. He's slow as lava.
Here's the bad news. You're right. He can't run in pass coverage, but he's a great tackler, and he's a great run stopper for the most part.
He can't get to the running backs.
I get it. I'm with you. They need to figure out a way to play more three linebacker packages to get Jordan McGee on the field for 55 snaps a game, because Frankie Louvu and Bobby Wagner are not good enough in pass coverage. McGee may not know all the time what he's doing, and he may not be perfect, but he's the only one with speed and athleticism out of that group, like true speed and athleticism.
But one thing, I just want to add this. I understand Bobby Wagner tackles, but you got people running up the gut all year on us. Where is the good tackling at? I'm not talking about 10 yards down the field.
Right.
Every now and again he'll show up.
But sometimes isn't that De'Ron Payne, Javon Kinlaw, and Johnny Newton? I think that's a large part of it. Those guys have not been good enough and consistent enough getting off blocks. Now, they'll make a splash play like Kinlaw made a play the other night. He shed two tacklers and a double team, or, you know, two different guys. I don't know. It wasn't a true double team, but it was one after another, and he made a tackle. Great. He makes one splash play a week, usually.
Correct.
But the rest of it is missing. It's like a Rubik's Cube. I don't know how to solve it, to be quite honest with you. Kevin, I got to let you run because I'm up against the clock, but I appreciate it. It's a good call. 301-230-0980, the Mark and Largo Show coming up next. Little and you, 301-230-0980. We do have a lot to get to outside of the Commanders. We will start doing that after 2:30 and slowly start working that in, but we're always open for business right here. For a little Commanders talk, anything you want to get into, go right ahead from the game or looking ahead at the Cowboys on Thursday or looking ahead to the offseason. I don't want to go too far, but I realize that everybody's kind of focused and moving from one season to the next. On the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price, so that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month. Required new customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
All right, we're almost halfway home on a Monday. Good to have you with us. Wherever you might be listening, if you're listening on podcasts, on Apple, Spotify, the Odyssey app, wherever you're at, AMAC puts it all up, cuts it all up, labels everything for you, easy to digest. You don't have to download anything. You can just listen. We appreciate you either way. I got a nice email. Who was it from? My goodness. My brain is just... absolutely destroyed over the weekend I'm gonna pull it up here because I shouldn't have brought it up before I double checked, and it was just such a nice thing, and I've got to give him credit. Boston DG? No, maybe it was. I can't remember. Who it
Give
was.
Me a hint. What is it? What does it start with?
It was. I don't remember. I don't remember. I'm trying to look it up in my sent emails.
Was it Santa Claus?
No.
Dasher.
No.
Rudolph.
No.
Blitzen.
Oh, it was my guy Daniel in Springfield.
That was going to be my next guess. That was literally going to be my next guess.
Danny Curlin. I just can't remember everything. But, you know, Danny was saying, look, you know, his schedule with his favorite radio show, which I guess is this one, just doesn't work out. His schedule requires asynchronicity, so the podcast works for him. And, you know, he's talking about why he left Twitter and all that stuff. But he says he loves the show and he might call in when he can, but that's the reason why he hasn't. And again, Danny, I appreciate you so much. Appreciate anyone that listens live, on delay, on demand, whatever it might be. We love you. We need you. We appreciate you, and happy holidays, of course, to everybody, no matter what you celebrate. So the Commanders, as we mentioned, have been charged with missing 138 missed tackles, according to PFF. That's 9.2 per game in the 15 games that they've played. Who leads with charged missed tackles? Not Quan Martin, who I would have thought it would be. He's second at 15. But Frankie Louvu at 17. Now, you might be a little bit surprised by that. Maybe you aren't. Frankie Louvu, when he came here, had kind of a history. I think that's why Carolina gave up on him, of missing tackles. He's not great in coverage. Frankie Louvu is one to watch because he had such a good year last year. This year, not as good. I mean, for whatever it's worth, and it just gives you an idea, his overall PFF grade is a 51.7. Tackling, terrible. That brings the grade down, but his coverage is not good either, 43.2 out of 100. And anybody that's watched Louvu knows that. Now, maybe he's not as bad as Bobby Wagner, but Bobby Wagner has a higher coverage grade than Frankie Louvu. So, by PFF, you get the point. All right, let's get to Mark in Largo, the Mark and Largo Show. Go ahead, Mark. How are you?
Hey, Chris. Merry Christmas, Chris.
Merry Christmas
how you doing,
to you.
Buddy?
How are you?
Look, you know, all this talk about Jaden being injury prone, I think Saturday proves a point. Marcus Mariota and Jaden Daniels didn't get injured too much before they got into Cliff's offense. So now you got the same guy in the same guy who plays just like Jaden. He's injured now. That, I think, spells the act of doom. No matter how you dress it up, Cliff is not going to be back here next year. And you to sit up here, I think it would be ridiculous to see this if you're Adam Peters. I think a lot of this stuff that's going on, you have to start looking at him and saying, look at the track record of Kyler Murray. No, Kyler Murray's not a great quarterback, but he stayed injured under Cliff's system. So when you look at that, I think you have to move away from Cliff and get someone in here for the Shanahan system that'll be comfortable for Jaden, and I think that would really work. I think that's the first – that's the second thing they need to do outside of getting rid of Joe Witt. As far as, you know, the future for this organization – the draft, and I guess I would spend the money on defense in the draft. Free agency, you know how I feel. I think they need an athletic tight end. I think you need to bring back Zacchaeus or bring back De'Ami Brown or both. Re-sign Treylon Burks, and you know, and maybe get another. Say bye bye to Deebo Samuel. I wouldn't bring him back. No way, no how. I agree with you on Louvu. I do. I think what they need is fresh, young linebackers that could run both side to side and that could cover. And another defensive end. Maybe another safety. And, Chris, could they do something? Leave Sanders still out. Just leave him outside. Leave him outside. Trying to make this kid play on the inside. He's better outside. Yes, did A.J. Brown have a lot of catches? Yes. But it was a different feeling. Didn't you feel it was different?
It was like a nip. It was like a nip and tuck kind of. You know, it was kind of like a keep everything in front of you, which is the design,
right,
of
right.
the defense.
But
and Sanders still's got two big qualities as a corner, and most of it has shown up as an outside corner. His ability to bulldog
right.
tackle, his ability to bulldog
right.
tackle, which should not be taken for granted on this horse. You know what defense?
I agree.
And then two. He's got a little bit of a knack for turning the ball over, as we saw, granted, on special teams, but as we've seen at times as a corner as well. And again, that's something that should not be taken for granted on this team because, as we know, they simply do not create anywhere near the takeaways that Dan Quinn's Dallas defense took racked up.
And here's the thing, Chris. Here's the thing. When AJ was catching the passes Saturday, it was a big difference between what he was doing last year. Last year, it felt like he was just abusing Marshon Lattimore. I mean, the two games they played last year, when Lattimore was playing. It just felt like A.J. Brown was just totally abusing him, totally abusing him. This year, it felt like Sanderson was fighting. He was doing whatever he can. You need that outside. Stop trying to put him inside. Keep him outside. What this team needs is the bulldog at the edge, bulldog linebackers, and maybe another safety. But but that was really what my thing is with Cliff. Look, I think that everything needs to go. Cliff needs to go to another team, maybe be another coach someplace else. But when you got two quarterbacks that play the same way, that don't hardly get hurt, and now they're hurt, there's something wrong with your system, buddy.
The Mark and Largo show is seamlessly is what he wanted to say. Just goes from offense to defense back to offense, just without skipping a beat.
You're funny.
Just without skipping a beat.
Merry Christmas, kid.
Merry Christmas, dear pal. Appreciate you.
All right,
that is the Mark and Largo show. Little, hang on. We'll get to you. The Kansas City Chiefs apparently are getting set to do something that many didn't think would actually happen. Details right here, right now on the Trending Alert, and then more of your calls. More of our outstanding analysis coming up on the has anybody answered the NFC East tournament question? Is it double elimination? Single elimination? What do we know? Can we do some research on that? Can we get our crack research staff on them? On the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, as we mentioned, the Chiefs have apparently informed Kansas City administrative officials that they will indeed announce their move to the state of Kansas. As you know, they play in Kansas City, Missouri, right across the border from the state of Kansas. But apparently they are going to move to Kansas, which has been rumored, as they look to build a new stadium. That, according to reporter Sam McDowell of the Kansas City Star. So keep that in mind. Gardner Minshew apparently does not have a torn ACL. It does have knee injury, and that will keep him out of Thursday night's Christmas night game at Arrowhead against the Denver Broncos, a game that means absolutely nothing for the Chiefs. John Harbaugh, under lots of criticism for not playing Derrick Henry down the stretch last night, said that Lamar Jackson, who left last night's game with a back injury in the second quarter, is day-to-day, had an MRI, no damage beyond a quote-unquote significant contusion. Meanwhile, Chargers linebacker Denzel Perryman has been suspended without pay for two games for repeated violations of playing rules intended to protect the health and safety of players. He was penalized for a UNR, a hit to the helmet of Cowboy wide receiver Ryan Flournoy yesterday. Commanders on a short week. They'll take on the Dallas Cowboys Thursday afternoon, Christmas Day, at 1 o'clock at Northwest Stadium, a game that means absolutely nothing for either side. And from college football, no more Notre Dame USC, or at least for now. Instead, the Irish have replaced USC, their longtime traditional rival, with a home-and-home series against BYU. Interesting. And that's what's trending.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
As we just mentioned, the Kansas City Chiefs apparently are telling government officials in Missouri and Kansas City that they are moving to the state of Kansas. Now, that seems like a big deal. I've never been to Kansas City, but my understanding is it's pretty close, like the border. So it's not like they're moving like that far away. I don't know if it's like 10 miles, 8 miles. I'm not sure. I'll let somebody else figure that out. But remember the poop storm that was started when Ted Monumental announced a deal that they were going to Alexandria and moving 4 miles away from their current arena to build a new state-of-the-art arena, a deal that fell miserably through. But remember the poop storm that was started. I wonder if that's going to be the case in Kansas City. You know, I mean, first of all, Arrowhead, the barbecue, this, I mean, start me up and all that. I mean, it's a shame, obviously, that, you know, stadiums do get old. And, yeah, I don't know what the answer is. I know they've been looking at all sorts of different renovations and all sorts of different things. I mean, you know, it's funny because here, they're moving the Commanders from Maryland into D.C. You can't move a team. You can't take a team away from its roots. Except here, they're going back to their roots. So everybody was on board with it once the stadium got approved and pushed through. We'll see if somebody who likes to put their name on things wants to ruin it. But the point being is, nobody was upset. I wonder if the people in Kansas City were that go-to that stadium, and I'm sure there are plenty of people that come across the border from Missouri, or I'm sorry, from Kansas into Missouri. I wonder if they're going to be upset. I don't know. I don't know that area well enough. If anybody does, please share. 301-230-0980. Let's get back to it. On the phones. Oh, one thing I did want to share. You know, there's been a lot of talk about, like, what, again, is wrong with the defense. I think missed tackles is a huge thing. If you look at just PFF, for example, okay, and I know, again, a lot of people disagree with their grading system and whatever, but Javon Kinlaw, okay, Javon Kinlaw is... where is he here? I just took it off my screen. Deron Payne is the 10th highest graded commander defender at a 60.5 out of 100. Again, You don't have to agree with, you don't have to understand the process. A lot of it comes down to missed tackles, 29.2 out of 100. And he's charged, Deron Payne, with 7 missed tackles and a missed tackle percentage of 15.2. Javon Kinlaw, who a lot of people said, oh, he's just great. He's just tearing people apart, especially early in the year when he was playing the sorry, sad sack Giants and the equally pathetic, disgusting, putrid Raiders and the Chargers who had no offensive line. Javon Kinlaw, you want to know where he ranks in PFF defensive overall grades?
Javon Kinlaw.
Javon Kinlaw. The prized free agent acquisition.
Mm.
The guy who I immediately said was overpaid.
Mm. So you said Deron Payne is 11 or 10th.
10.
So based on how you're talking, I'm going to go behind that.
Of course. Well, let me give you how many players were graded as a whole.
Okay.
31.
Oof.
31.
I'm going to go 25th.
You need to go lower.
Damn.
He's... You want me to give it to you?
Yeah.
30th. Overall, a 44.7. Again, to Payne's 60.5. Once again, it's the tackling that's a major problem. He's got a 29.1 out of 100 in terms of missed tackles. Or in terms of tackling, I should say. Okay? And once again, we're looking at a double-digit missed tackle guy. So, Payne has missed 7 missed tackles. Kinlaw has missed or has been charged with missing 10. But Luvu, as we mentioned, and Quan Martin are well into the mid-teens. Now, again, that makes some sense, but you get the point. PFF has dinged these guys, Payne, Kinlaw, correctly, Quan Martin, Frankie Luvu, correctly, because of bad tackling. I promise you I didn't look this up before the game, the show. I promise you. It's just the reality. If you watch this game, they suck at tackling. You can blame any coach you want. There's only so much coaching can do. They can't tackle live. They can practice technique. They can practice on tackling dummies. They can teach. They can show. They can guide. They can't tackle. There's a difference between Saquon Barkley and any other running back, for that matter, and a tackling dummy. There's a difference. All right, let's get Little aboard on the show. What up, Little? How are you?
Hey, what's going on, Rooster? Shout out to your A-Mac and Cowboy B.
There you A-Mac, go.
A-Mac need to get in your ear because I know your little man think highly of A-Mac. And find out what Christmas song Tyler like. Talk about Christmas song and keep playing it and keep playing it and keep playing it. Hey, Matt.
I don't know. I got to be honest with you. Tyler is my offspring, and I don't know what. I mean, he likes Jingle Bells.
But I heard him call out A-Mac. He kind of like A-Mac. So A-Mac got to get up in your ear.
Yeah.
Moving forward. Let me get off the truck. I don't celebrate Christmas. I'm a Muslim. All my grandchildren come and hit me up, Rooster. When they hit me up, they hit me up because they shopping now. But look, let me say this. Fundamentally, we not sound. It's nowhere in full hell. You got the goal line behind your back. You 5 yards off the ball. You know you can chuck them at 5 yards. Your goal line is your defense. And then Santa still just sit right there, let the man do a simple out. See, it's stuff like that make me think that I think they tanking. Because ain't nowhere in full hell you don't jam that man. I mean, jam him. You got the goal line. Your goal line is your defense. Another situation. I'm going to get off the line. The game caller for the game from the game, he was a tight end, Rooster, for Carolina. You know, he called our defense out.
Yeah, Greg Olson.
Well, right. I know he wasn't. Yeah, Olsen. Greg Olsen, yeah. He played tight end for the Panthers.
Yeah.
I know he wanted to say, what in the hell is Stanley Field doing? Why are you worrying about a man in front of you and you got the end zone behind you? This was a different play where you're supposed to give depth to make the quarterback have a bad pass. You don't worry about what's in front of you. And Stanley Field just sitting flat-footed. See, man, that's what I'm talking about, man. You know, Bruce, I only play high school football, but I know how to look at a game. My eyes don't lie. I ain't worried about the tackling. I'm worried about some fundamentally sound players. And Malcolm Largo, look, man, we don't need no another tight end. Prove me center can't do the job. Yeah, we're going to get another tight end, folks. Man, build a defense up. Go get that linebacker from Texas Tech. That's the man I want. Texas A&M or Texas Tech. Well, anyhow, he won the trophy for the best
Texas. I mean, why don't we just go for Texas Baptist?
He won the Outland Trophy for the linebacker, best linebacker in the country. Go get him. That's my man. That's what I want them to do.
I got a lot of studying Merry to Christmas. Do. All right. Thank you, Little. Appreciate you.
Merry Christmas
Be
to
safe.
Y'all, man.
Be safe.
God bless you.
I appreciate you. Thank you. By the way, listen, he was all upset about Sandristel. I'm not telling you Mikey Sandristel. Again, you got to remember one thing, right? Sometimes the reason why guys play off or soft is because they're terrified of getting beat, or the coaches are terrified of them getting beat on a double move, on a quick jab. The offensive player knows where they're going. Defensive player generally does not. Tackling is a huge issue. By the way, I haven't been able to find on PFF's site a leaderboard of woe for missed tackles. I'm still trying to find that. But they do have a leaderboard of defensive grades by team, by unit, and tackling. The Green Bay Packers are graded as a team an 81.7 tackling team, tops in the league. That's 10% or 10 points higher, 11 points higher, than the New England Patriots, okay, including their game last night, at 70.6. The Commanders, in terms of tackling, as a team, as bad as they are only the 17th graded, they're ranked 17th, in terms of overall tackling grade, tied with the Steelers at 47.3. That's just purely tackling. That's ahead of the Giants, the Texans, which is crazy. Cowboy Bob's Cowboys, the Vikings, maybe I'm the dummy. Maybe tackling's not that big of a deal. I mean, they're ahead of the Chargers, the Seahawks, the Vikings, the Texans, and the Eagles. How crazy is that? By grade. By team grade. How insane is that? It's weird, right? I mean, again, 47.3, that ranks them 17th in the NFL. Ahead of the Houston Texans, ahead of the Vikings, ahead of the Seahawks, the way PFF does it, the way PFF grades. All right? You do whatever you want with it. That's pretty incredible. All right, we got to take a timeout, and then we'll come back and we'll try and grab one more here before the top of the hour. Let's do it on the Team 980. Stay with us. All right, we approach the end of hour number two, so let's get right back to it on the phones. Let's get Little in here aboard on the Team 980. Little, how are you? I mean, Lap. My bad. Lappy, how are you? Lap? Nah, Lap's not paying attention, and it doesn't help that I probably said the wrong name. Let's get to Slim in D.C. What up, Slim?
Mr. Russell, how are we doing?
What's shaking, Bacon?
Okay, now, I ain't talked to you since week three when I told you that Cliche Danny should be fired, okay? Now, I've been listening to your show today, and you keep going around everything. So let me ask you a question. If we know Luvu and all of these people are missing tackles like that, why are they still playing?
That's a great question. So my question to you would be, tell me what your plan is in place of that. okay, place of
so, and now I'm going to be brutally honest, and I just want everybody to understand that anything I say about any player is not personal. It's about play on
That's
the field.
Fine. Yep, no,
so,
I'm with you.
First of all, cliche Danny and his boy Bobby Wagner, he's trying to get Wagner them tackles so he can get him a bonus. That's number one. That shouldn't be happening on our time right now. To see that Luvu and Wagner are still playing, but McGee is a middle linebacker, but they keep trying to force him as an outside, I see a coaching problem. And what I told you in week three is Dan Quinn is so overrated, it's pitiful. Cliche Danny now is getting a free ride, and I don't even understand why nobody is saying he should be the first one fired. Because everything Cliff is doing, Prevent Joe, is because of Cliche Danny. So if we're going to get on here and we want some change, you got to fire Dan. I don't, once you fire him, everything will fall into place. Because I'm going to tell you something, and I told you this before. The reason why people will run through a wall for him is because he has no discipline. Okay? They love him because he can let them get away with murder. Anybody watch that game Saturday will tell you that that's about coaching. Our team is in chaos because of Cliche Danny. I'm not worried about a pick coming through here or anything, because if we had picks, those dudes not going to play him. So I'm telling you and the media and everybody else, I'm going to need y'all to start talking about the bad coaching that Danny is doing. Yep. And he should be fired, because even though this is his second year, man, this is a disgrace. 4 games of giving up 21, 300 yards in all of the games.
Slim, I love the passion. I disagree with you, but I love the passion and I love the strong opinion. So don't stop, okay? But I got to let you go because I'm up against the top of the hour. I will just say this. Cliche Danny is funny. I don't think that's the reason why they're struggling. Dan Quinn's got to get tougher. There is no doubt about it. There is a mental there is a football IQ execution thing that is missing here. It's one thing to be a tough guy. It's one thing to preach and to play hard. It's another thing to play well. That's what Dan Quinn has not gotten this team to do all year, is play well. They play hard. They don't play well. And there's a big divide between that. End of hour number two. More of your calls coming up. Stay with us. Plus, the rest of NFL Week 16. Got to get to that. A little college football playoff as well on the Team 980.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.